Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Oh, hello, Feifei. I didn't know you shopped at this supermarket too.
Hi, Finn. Usually I don't, but it's close to the office and I have to rush home to welcome an important guest.
Who is it? Someone I know?
No, it's my landlady. 我房东今天晚上要过来。我租房子的合同下个月就要到期了，所以我想趁他来的时候讨好讨好他，希望在签合同的时候别涨价。
I see what you mean. So, you'd better butter her up then.
Butter? Oh, yes. But I'm a really bad cook. If I bake a cake, it would probably be horrible.
Oh, I don't mean butter for a cake. In English, when you say you'll butter someone up, you mean you'll be especially nice to them in the hope that they'll do something good for you in return.
Ah, I see. 其实短语 butter someone up 的意思是讨好巴结一个人，以便日后能从这个人那儿得到点好处。
Yes, you're right. It can have a negative connotation. Let's hear some examples of how to use to butter someone up or to butter up someone, which are today's expressions in authentic real English.
I was very impressed with your presentation, Mrs. Beanie.You're really intelligent and perceptive and...
Don't waste your time buttering me up, Johnny. I'm not raising your salary any time soon.
The director was always ready to butter up Angelina Jolie. He knew she was looking for her next role and he wanted her in his movie.
Oh, look, it's 6 p.m. already. I'm very late.I might not be on time to meet my landlady, and she'll be angry with me. She's a very busy woman.
Then you're in a jam.
Jam?
Yes, in English, you say someone is in a jam when you mean they're in a difficult situation. Yeah, but that's a different kind of jam.
在美式英语里，我们用短语 in a jam 来表达某人遇到困难，陷入窘境。这里的 jam 和我们平时吃的那种 jam 可是两回事啊。
That's right. It's an expression for another day. Bye.
Bye.
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。